go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter. The finer things keep shining through.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, the finer things indeed. We are thrilled to have in studio with us today John and Christina Victoria Croak. They are here to talk about Financial Peace University. And you, in the new year, have an opportunity to finally have financial peace, and we can't wait to chat it up more with them. Great to see you.
Thanks for having us, Mo.
Well, thanks for coming in. So first of all, you're a married couple.
We are.
How long have you been married?
About 16 years now.
Okay. And is money one of the things that people argue about the most, do you think?
I would say yes. It comes up frequently. And we all want to get better at it, kind of like weight loss.
Right.
But so it's hard.
So as people are looking at their New Year's resolutions and trying to fulfill maybe some changes for the new year, that probably is something that I think a lot of people talk about, or, you know, they're going to get it together this year in all ways, like you said, John, physically and perhaps financially. So is this something that you struggled with before you went through the Financial Peace University?
You know, we've been budgeting for about 10 years, but those 6 years before that, it was something that we would go around and around with. John's a natural saver, and I'm more a realistic spender, or at least that's how I like to view myself.
Right.
There's expenses that you have. You have to buy clothes. You have to buy food. And I had no problem going to the store and doing that. And John was, every time I would go shopping, he would get kind of defensive because it's like, wait, where's my money going?
Right. And I think too, when you don't have kids, so I would say all those years ago when you didn't have kids, kids add another factor to this, don't they?
They do. They spend like no tomorrow. With the activity fees, the food, the clothing, it's always something coming down the line.
It's like a ATM.
Yes.
Yes. So when did you decide that you wanted some financial peace?
Well, it was about 10 years ago. And we always joke about this. I always say there was another woman.
What?
Yeah. I had gone to a in-home makeup party and made a purchase, and John just about lost it. And I said, okay, that's it. I'm done.
You kind of get carried away at those things, John, to be fair. Is that
what? I thought she got a little carried away, yes.
Okay.
And I just said, I can't continue to feel guilty every time that I need to go and buy something, or I want to go and buy something. And I said, we're going on a budget. We have got to go on a budget so that you can feel, John, you can feel confident that we're meeting our savings goals, and yet I can feel not guilty about going and buying clothes for the kids.
So a budget you don't look at as a negative thing.
Oh, no, it's wonderful. It's very, very freeing. We tell our money where to go, and it allows us to set goals. It allows us to dream a little bit, and because we have it and we stick to it, we're able to achieve those things.
And I think the word is peace. I mean, peace of mind is really at the core of everything, isn't it? About feeling good or having a happy and content home. And really, peace, I think, is such a perfect word for what you are going to be talking about. So how did you go from the whole budgeting process, though, to Financial Peace University?
After we started getting on a budget and going through it, we saw the progress that we were making and the success in our relationship and how things have improved. And we knew of other couples that were struggling with it. So we wanted to send other people to a program that could help them as well. And we happened to run across this program at that time.
And what spoke to you about this program?
Just kind of the very basic layout of it. There was nothing fancy about it. I mean, it was just common sense stuff that was happening and not trying to bait and switch you into other stuff. And just a practical program. And so we decided maybe we should go through this program before we send other people through it. And after we went through it, we thought, wow, this really is a good program. We decided, yeah, we'll send some other people through it, but we believed in it so much that we decided to start teaching it ourselves.
And become trainers of this program.
Yep.
So do you think most people that we encounter, you know, we know each other socially, when we're out and about, most people have not really thought about the future? Is that one of the mistakes that people make?
The statistics would say that is correct, that most people are not saving for retirement, a rainy day fund, college, etc., that they're living paycheck to paycheck and are heavily in debt to student loans, cars, boats,
houses, credit cards.
So what is Financial Peace University, please?
Financial Peace University is a 9-week course taught by Dave Ramsey. We're the coordinators for it. So it's taught via DVD, and people come and learn his 7 baby steps and start getting on a budget, start putting money aside for an emergency fund, and slowly work their way to financial freedom.
What were some of the interesting things that you discovered when you first started budgeting?
Well, when we first went through this process, I guess we felt this was kind of our thing. But when we started doing this for other people, it's amazing how prevalent it is and how hidden it is among couples and individuals in the world.
It's hard. Money is hard to talk about.
Yes.
Really hard for people to talk about, especially if they feel like they aren't being successful with it or they're mismanaging it. And this class really, I think it just opens up people's eyes to realize they're not alone and there is a different way to do things. And if they are able to see that, then they become very successful in a very short order.
When you were early on in this program, what is something that really just shocked you or jumped out at you and you thought, hey, you know, I can keep doing this?
That we saw it worked. In a short amount of time, you go from being in debt to, hey, we might actually pay some of this off to, well, we are paying this off, and pretty soon, hey, there's light at the end of the tunnel. We will get out of debt. By the end, you're going, you know, this stuff actually might work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the realization that it is a proven program that helps you progress in life and get better.
So this program is going to be offered at Resurrection United Methodist Church. Tell us about the dates and times.
We're starting on January 12th.
Perfect time.
Perfect time. Right as those credit card bills are coming in for your Christmas presents. At 11:45 in the morning. It lasts about 2 hours each session. It'll go 9 weeks. So we'll wrap up the very beginning of March. People can register by going online to the Resurrection United Methodist Church website and click on events. They'll find it listed underneath that page. There is a cost to it. It's $99. And you register right there and pay online.
And I encourage people, if you're thinking about doing it but don't want to go the full jump in at this point, come for the first class and just try it out and see what happens. And maybe it'll work for you and maybe it won't. You're not out anything.
So between the two of you, have you shifted at all with the way you look at money or budgeting or saving or not saving?
I've loosened up a little bit and I'm willing to spend a little more money.
Okay.
A little.
And how about you, Christina?
Well, I actually think I go the other direction.
You're a saver now?
Yeah, and I see those numbers, and then when we budget and we make some, you know, big purchases like a new computer, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, there goes that money. But I know it's there. I mean, it was set there, and we put it there for that purpose.
For that, right.
And so that's, I just feel much more relaxed. I feel like I can go and buy what I need to buy or what I want to buy and know that it's not going to throw our relationship into a tizzy.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you feel too, John?
Yes, it's definitely helped.
So talk about your kids, because I know that you have them involved in this as well. And I think that's really important. I think there should be a class for all kids on just basic finances. And I know the high school has a couple classes, but I think we could probably do more.
A lot more is caught than taught. And I think as parents, we try to model for our kids ways of managing money, not only for ourselves, but for the greater good of the community. Being able to manage money and grow your wealth allows you to be much, much more generous and give back. And we really stress that with our kids. We've taught them when they earn their commission from doing jobs around the house, how to put some into savings, some into spending, and start off with some in giving.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you're working with the children and showing them, but as you do it more and more, everybody becomes more comfortable with it. Not only just doing it, but talking about it, and the stigma goes away. And we have conversations all the time about, well, if you want to spend your money on whatever video game this is, that's fine. But that also means you're not going to have money to spend on something else. And this is just real life. There's only so many dollars to go around. You might as well get used to it.
And I think that's a good lesson for kids to know, because once they do spend their money on a video game, and like you said, then their money is gone. Do you let your kids make money mistakes?
Yeah.
To learn? Okay. What are some that they've perhaps made that you're realizing, or they're realizing, maybe that wasn't the best thing?
Well, our daughter, this, and hopefully she won't get mad at me for talking about her online, I won't say her name, but our daughter this summer
had, a daughter that you know of.
Yeah, a daughter this had saved up quite a bit of money and decided to buy a Lego set, a very large Lego set, and was very proud of her. Bought it herself.
Absolutely.
Didn't ask mom for it. And then the next week she went, oh, I'm going to the state fair with mm-hmm. grandma and grandpa. And I said, oh, do you have some money to take with you? Oh, no, I spent it all. And we had to go around and around on that one. She did take out a little loan from mom, which she had to then pay back. And it she realized it sat there over her head. And how many jobs was it she going to have to do? How many times was she going to have to mow the lawn, et cetera, in order to pay mom back?
And we had two very nagging parents on that loan just to drive it home. Doesn't this make you feel good? Hint, hint, that you should be paying this off, because otherwise you keep owing people money, just like in real life.
It's
true. Knocking at your door.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So those are good life lessons. What about being honest with your kids and say, we just can't afford that? Because I think a lot of parents don't do that.
You know, they've heard that from us.
Or we can't afford that right now.
Yeah, our big push after we got on a budget, and then 3.5 years ago when we started Financial Peace, was to pay off our house. That was our goal. And we talked with the kids about that constantly. What are we doing? Mom and Dad are working. We're putting extra money toward the house. Mm-hmm. We're putting extra money toward the house. And we want to do this so that, you know,
you'll have financial peace.
We do have peace, because, you know, when you own your house outright, nobody can take that from you. So we've, you know, well, I want to do this well. I'm sorry, it's not in the budget right now, and we can't. And they're very understanding of that. They saw what mom and dad were doing and wanted it as much as we did. They wanted us to be debt free.
Yeah. And we drive home the point that it's not that we can't afford this stuff. We're choosing not to purchase it at this point. Same thing with a brand new vehicle. It's not that we can't go out and buy a new vehicle, but it's not that important to us at this point to do that. There are other things that are taking precedence at this juncture.
Those are great life lessons for kids, I think. So again, this is open to the public. Yep. And who would you say your ideal candidate is that comes to this class?
Broke people.
Is it couples?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
If you are married or in a significant relationship, it's best if both attend, even if one is reluctant. We've had that in the past where, you know, someone's really gung-ho and their spouse is not on board. And yet they come around. After a week or two, they see it, and then they see the difference it's making in their marriage, and they become our biggest supporters.
And we've had people from teenagers all the way to retirees come. It's a full spectrum of individuals coming to this. So
it's open to the public, and it's going to start on January 12th. It's going to be at Resurrection United Methodist Church in Hastings, and it's a 9-week course. So do you actually have the opportunity to see a change in people in their finances in those 9 weeks?
Definitely.
Whoa, that's great.
It just amazes me how much people are able to pay off and save over that course, you know, that 9 weeks. It's phenomenal.
What do you think is the biggest hurdle for people to get over with this?
Believing in themselves.
Okay.
Believing that they can change and they have the tools to do it. And once they get on board with that, they can make short order of all of this. But it's believing in yourself that, and having a why. Why are you doing this? Why is it important to you that you want to stop living paycheck to paycheck and want to do something different?
What has been the biggest benefit for you two?
Being on the same page with one another. For me.
Well, it sounds like you got on his page.
Well, not exactly. I mean, he came my way too. I mean, right. Like I said, he doesn't make me feel guilty now when I go and buy things for a party.
Like your lovely sweater. You look so pretty today.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I just feel like we're making progress together as a couple, and we have the end in sight, you know, retire with dignity. And that's our true end game, is to retire with dignity and to be outrageously generous. And I just like the fact that we're working on this together.
Wow, well said. John, do you have anything to add to that?
No, that was good. I'll go with that.
Well, it's a great class, and you two must be really a dynamic group teaching it. It's going to be starting on January 12th, and it's about a two-hour class. Is it every time at 11:45?
Yep, for 9 Sundays at 11:45.
9 Sundays, okay.
And I also want to mention we will have childcare available. You just need to call the church office and let them know that you're in need of it.
Well, that's really a benefit.
It's free childcare.
Wow, that's great. So Financial Peace University, you have an opportunity to start on January 12th. It's a 9-week course, and it's going to be at the Resurrection United Methodist Church in Hastings. And this is all based on Dave Ramsey, who everybody knows is a financial guru. So great to see both of you, and congratulations on just the peace that you must be feeling with this, and thanks for sharing it with others. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.